Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, recorded live before a studio audience in the Fortress of Solitude, Castaways Podcast Network proudly presents Cast Away! And now your host, Steve! Good evening, ladies and gentlemen! I'm Steve America, and welcome to Cast Away, the game show where you decide what Hollywood should make. As always, joined by three incredible, top-of-the-line, aspiring movie producer podcasters who are going to make some calls and try to sell you on the next cast of a Hollywood blockbuster. And tonight, we're casting a Founding Fathers movie. Happy 4th of July, everybody! And our contestants this week are Brent from the Home Video Hustle. Welcome, Brent!
What's going down?
Welcome back. Unfortunately, your James Bond didn't get voted on last time, but do you think you got what it takes to move on to the next round?
Sure.
That was an awkward as fuck question, wasn't it? Yeah. And joining us is Brendan from What Were They Thinking and several other podcasts. Welcome, Brendan.
Please stand.
Thank
you.
No, thank you for stopping. Welcome back.
I just give you a sample because you don't deserve it, as you are American.
All right. And also, what's welcome up? Back, Craig from Matinee Heroes. Welcome, Craig.
Hey, how are you?
Great. How about yourself?
This thing's rigged. I missed like my two votes last time, and now I'm gonna get screwed somehow this way too.
Well, we'll find a way to screw you over. But yes, this is our second chance match where we have some of our fan favorite competitors come back to hopefully move on to the next round. Good luck, gentlemen. The categories are the director, George Washington, Martha Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, King George, the Redcoat General, and two wild cards. Brr, brr, brr. Now, for those of you tuning in for the first time, our three competitors have the option of using any living actor, actress, or director to cast their own version of this movie. We roll the dice, and the order in which they'll pick is Brent, Brendan, and then Craig. But to keep things fair, it's a serpentine draft order, and they can pick one category per round, and no duplicates allowed. They can only be on one set at a time. So if you have the perfect lead actor in mind, you may want to pick them before your opponent decides they'd make a great supporting actor or villain. But wait! These would-be producers also have one trick up their sleeve, the better offer! Did someone just take your would-be star? Use your better offer to pick them up on your project. But beware, they may still have theirs available to keep them, or steal your director, lead actress, or another great pick of yours. Once the ensemble cast is made, they'll each get 30 seconds to pitch their vision to our listeners, and then our listeners can vote for their favorite version of the film on Twitter and Patreon. Yes, Castaway is proudly sponsored by the good people Patreon, specifically those who go to patreon.com/EILFmovies, and for just $2 they can gain access to dozens of bonus episodes exclusive to the patrons of the incredible podcast Everything I Learned from Movies, hosted by yours truly and the lovely Izzy. And yes, it also means in this technocracy you can vote up to twice on Twitter and Patreon, but only if you follow us at EILFmovies. It was around this time I realized that I had dropped out of the call, so there's about 15 to 20 minutes of shenanigans between that and when the rest of the show started. Tune in for that in Aftermath. It gets a little nuts. All right, on with the show.
Oh, God.
All right, Brett, why don't you start us off with the first pick?
What? Are we going right into that?
That's great hosting.
Who's got the pens? All right. Well, I already went through all the rules and stuff when apparently I wasn't on the call. So.
No, so we don't know the
rules.
You guys
have been on this before,
cool,
right?
Go ahead.
People yeah. play games out yeah. knowing no. the rules all the time, B.
Yeah.
You can do any order you want.
Oh, I took no notes, so it's all freestyle right now.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Well, that means you're going to win.
Yeah, probably.
Probably, yeah. Tarantino.
Now, just to be sure, that's Quentin Tarantino, correct?
David.
Oh, okay, Tarantino. David, I'll adjust that here real quick.
I can't wait to hear Ben Franklin drop the N-word.
Well, you know, yeah, say they all Thomas will, Jefferson worry. Will.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they all will, yeah. That's why I want Tarantino so they all can be shot.
You know what? I'm already excited for this movie. I'm not going to lie. All right, Quentin Tarantino for director. Excellent pick, Brett. All right, Brendan, time for your pick.
I am going to go with Steven Spielberg.
And in which role?
As a director?
George Washington.
I thought we were doing the same category.
No, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Well, I'm just going to go with director then.
Steven Spielberg, bringing that Lincoln and, I don't know, Munich perspective? Yeah,
he's done, like, a lot of historical type junk and shit, so I think he'll be great.
Like,
he's
going to
be like Hook.
Better than Hook, hopefully.
1941?
Well, I mean, we can't beat a
Always.
Classic. E.T., the extraterrestrial?
I'm just trying to think of the crappy Ooh. Movies, because he doesn't have so many good ones.
AI! All
right, I believe excellent. That's a Canadian announcing themselves. AI!
Hey, hey, that's racist.
Yes, Canadian is a race.
It is.
All right, excellent pick. Steven Spielberg.
You're right, it is. Correct. No, Steven Spielberg, not his Mexican cousin.
All right, Craig, time for your pick.
Well, I guess I will be a sheep and follow everybody else and get rid of my director. And I'm going with Adam McKay. Because I like the way he does movies and makes them like very complex things very funny and simple.
Excellent. Excellent choice. And guess what? It's your pick again. 25 minutes later.
I forget what the topic is.
Well, I'm going to get real lazy. Fathers. Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to get real lazy and just go down the list. And so I got to pick George Washington. And I'm going with Bryan Cranston.
Ooh.
Because Bryan Cranston seems like a tall, imposing figure. Not that he's a mean guy, but he just seems like if you met him, he'd be a big guy. And that's the only reason George Washington was elected is because he was 6'3", and everybody else was like 5'2".
Hot
take!
All right, Bryan Cranston is George Washington. I'm sold.
Don't at me, bro!
All right. Excellent choice. Brendan, time for your round two pick.
I will also pick George Washington because that's how this is going to go, apparently. And I am actually going to go with Michael Douglas.
Wow.
Because, but here's the caveat. We need to film this soon because have you seen Michael Douglas?
He's starting to look like Kirk Douglas.
Is this the Liberace Douglas or is this the Ant-Man Douglas?
No, I guess he'd probably end up looking more like Liberace. I mean, he's got a powdered wig. I mean, he's basically Liberace.
Just like falling down Michael Douglas.
Yeah, Michael Douglas from 1993.
There you go.
I can do that, right?
God, these goddamn taxes! Ah!
Completely CG.
There you go.
Yeah, well, this movie's going to be about as racist as falling down, so.
Yeah.
I'm looking over my cast. Oh, look, it's like the pure driven snow. All white.
Right. Excellent choice. Michael Douglas is George Washington. Not Kirk Douglas, though.
Hell yeah.
Interesting.
Well, that would be interesting. Maybe he could play Mark.
Post-stroke Kirk Douglas.
So, sorry if I spoiled any picks, anybody? All right.
Sorry.
All right, Brent, back to you.
I don't have a list in front of me, so I'm just going to say George Washington. Honestly, like I said, I'm freestyling. The first thing that came to my head was Billy Bob.
Not a bad choice.
That's pretty good.
Nice, Billy Bob.
Would he not even try to hide the accent? Yeah.
No, full Texan.
No, he's doing the sling blade.
American freedom.
I'm the first president of the United States, I reckon. Mm-hmm.
Damn right. That's it right
there.
Are
you looking at my teeth? Apple tree and a cherry tree, and I don't lie.
I cannot tell a lie. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell a lie. These French fried potatoes are a delight. Mm-hmm.
I was trying to remember what the fuck he kept saying.
I like them French fried potatoes.
You shouldn't have done that. You're just a boy.
God damn it.
All right. Excellent power in Nez Texas, George Washington.
And this is why we're on the second chance episode, ladies and gentlemen.
I know, right?
All right, Brent, back to you for another pick. Do you need a list of the topics again?
Yeah, who's next?
Martha Washington's next, so if you want to go with that.
So who's going to be Billy Washington? Bob's wife?
Oh, fuck. That's his wife,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That depends on your interpretation of the film, I guess.
Well, welcome to American Public Education Network.
Pay no attention to this.
I can understand that the Canadian didn't know who Martha Washington was, but the American, Jesus.
Oh, it's about to be rough because I ain't gonna probably know nothing about half these people.
I'll be honest, I didn't know who John Jay was.
I still don't.
That's why he was replaced with a wild card.
Wait, what?
I'm about to grab a DVD off my rack and find out who's on here. Hold on.
Wait. John Jay's not one of the picks anymore?
No.
Okay, I got
you
one.
Sound
Angie
crushed.
Dickinson.
Oh, Angie Dickinson. Cool.
There you go.
Think about it.
Well, if you have Angie Dickinson as Martha Washington, he doesn't have just wooden teeth. He's got wood other places.
Hey-o,
dad joke. You're welcome.
Show's over.
Excellent. Angie Dickinson as Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart, Jesus. Martha Washington.
Martha Stewart?
Yeah,
that's your wild card, bro.
God, I need another beer. All right, Brendan, time for your pick.
Yes, my Martha Washington I'm going to pick next. Because, again, this is how I roll. Since Michael Douglas is George Washington, I mean, I got to make Catherine Zeta-Jones Martha Washington.
Perfect.
The natural chemistry is there, guys. She's going to look stunning in that wig. She's a babe. It's perfect. Perfect casting. I won. The vote is in.
All right. Catherine Zeta-Jones as Martha Washington.
My cockiness will be the death of me.
Excellent pick. Oh my God, Kat, just sit the fuck down.
What, Catherine's there?
Yes,
with you right
Catherine's
now?
Here on my lap, purring ever so gently.
Oh, God
on
damn
my junk.
You.
All right.
Stop stroking the pussy near your junk.
Hold on. Hold on, my banana porn's buffering.
Izzy's watching.
Sorry.
Between the two of them, who has the barbed penis?
Sorry, I got attacked by Montrose.
All right, Craig, time for your pick.
Well, I'm going to go with a Martha Washington. Because I am lazy, and I'm going with the porcelain goddess Kate Winslet.
Ooh.
She's talented, she's beautiful, she looks like she could be from 18 whatever, or 17, 22, or she looks like she's from another age. She's an angel. Yeah, I'll take Titanic Kate Winslet.
Who was your George again?
Bryan Cranston.
Oh, God.
Oh, they've never had someone who's been married and then 30 years younger their wife? Come on, that's actually accurate.
No, it's just an odd couple pairing I'm picturing in my head.
Well, that's the great thing about Kate Winslet. She's been with Leo DiCaprio, Jim Carrey, Bryan Cranston. Come on, she can do the gamut.
Imagine the banana porn they'd make together, though.
Making some banana bread.
Yeah,
get some of that banana pudding going.
Just squeezing those bananas out.
Banana bread is a terminology I never needed to know in regards to this.
It's in the lexicon now, though.
Yeah. I'm going to smear that banana bread with some banana pudding. No, baby.
There you go. Full.
Bye, listeners. It was fun.
Jesus.
They already left us
on. Oh, my God.
Steve, just post this raw.
Hey, Craig, guess what? It's time for your next pick. But
I wonder
Kate
who I'll go with. I think I'll go with Ben Franklin.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go. Ben Franklin is the only of all these people. He's the one I know the most about because he's the like the the weird uncle of the founding fathers. You know, he was the one that he would whore a lot. He was funny. He died of syphilis because he would, you know, he invented glasses. And he was out there with pipes and hitting electric.
Wait, so he died of syphilis because he invented glasses?
Yeah, well, no, just there was a comma in there.
Yeah, it was like an Easy E situation. Someone dosed him.
Oh shit!
First you see the pussy, then you be the pussy, and you go after the pussy, and then you die of syphilis. So. I had Stanley Tucci.
It's my favorite Ice Cube song.
Cycle of
Stanley
Life.
Stanley Tucci. Very nice.
The Tooch.
Yeah. So right now I'm not going for the listening audience. I'm just going for the people who are too lazy to listen to the podcast and then look at the list on Twitter
and
vote that way.
That's all you got to do anyway.
Fuck them.
Well, Brendan just lost.
Nah, I love him.
He's got the Canadian vote, our two listeners up there.
Me and Nathan?
No, Guy and Guy.
Nathan doesn't listen.
Gordy and Gordo.
Gordy the Pig, like the Inferior Babe movie? Nobody's seen Gordy?
I unfortunately did not have, you know, Canadian broadcast system up there, so.
It's not a Canadian movie, though.
Did he end?
That's a damn Disney movie.
All right.
Did he end up being a football at the end of it?
No, it's not Air Bud.
All right. Excellent pick. Stanley Tucci for Benjamin Franklin. All right, Brandon. Time for your pick.
All right. I have a pretty legit pick here, guys. Benjamin Franklin I'm going with. I know. Shocker. And I'm going to pick Timothy Spall. Cool. You might be asking, who's Timothy Spall? He's the rat-faced dude from Harry Potter.
Ah, yes. That's actually a good choice.
That's my, like, probably only legitimate pick of this list. But yeah, no, I'm going to go with Timothy Spall. That's my
Excellent.
Pick.
Excellent. I think I know who you're talking about.
You better. He's in a lot of shit, though. I think if... Wait, Brent, did you ever see that horrible movie Rockstar?
No.
Oh, yeah, he was like the manager or something, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he was a manager. He's in a lot of shit. If you saw him, you definitely know who it was.
All right. Timothy Spall as Benjamin Franklin. Brent,
yeah.
It's your turn. Might I suggest Benjamin Franklin?
Yeah, I will actually take that suggestion. Oh, Danny.
Oh, that was my second pick.
You know what?
Just the first name that comes to mind, damn it.
I think you might have picked too soon. You'd make a great John Adams.
Not going to lie, Brent, that was my number two pick if Timothy Spall somehow got picked.
All right, Danny DeVito. Excellent choice. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, yeah, you know what's coming. More picks.
Have you ever watched an absolutely terrible movie and thought to yourself, what were they thinking?
Because we sure have.
So much so that we named our podcast after it.
What Were They Thinking?
Starring me, Nathan.
And Brendan.
Every other week, we take a bad to questionable movie and unpack it, so you don't have to.
And then every other week, we A your cues with our mailbag.
Or, you know, talk about whatever.
Yeah, no big whoop.
No big whoop at all. So that's What Were They Thinking?
You can catch us on Podbean, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and more.
Also, a ton of platforms that Brendan made up.
Hey, do you like movies?
Hey, do you like podcasts?
If you do, then come on down and listen to the Home Video Hustle podcast, homie.
Hustle, hustle.
Every Friday, we talk about whatever movie PJ picks out the bag. What does that mean? Well, every Wednesday on our YouTube page, I pick a bunch of movies at random. Sometimes there's a theme to it, sometimes not. PJ picks the movie out, and guess what? We watch it on Friday. We talk about it for about maybe an hour, hour and a half, whatever we feel like doing. Might give you something good to watch, baby. Come on down every Friday.
So come get your hustle on with Home Video Hustle.
You can find the show on any podcatcher app, or you can come down to homevideohustle.podbean.com. All of them in one place for you, so you can go ahead and binge it like it's Netflix. We ain't the defenders. But I like to think we a little bit better than that. Come holler at your boys, man. Come chill with us. Peace.
Peace.
And we're back. Brent, why don't you start us off with your next pick?
Oh, fuck.
Might I suggest Thomas Jefferson?
Thomas Jefferson's probably a pretty popular one.
Nicolas Cage.
Excellent choice. Nicolas Cage. Thomas Jefferson.
That's gonna be a fun movie.
Oh my God! It makes perfect sense. He writes the Declaration of Independence, then many generations later tries to steal it.
Tries to get it back. See, it's all connected.
Oh, shit.
I didn't just figure that out of nowhere. See?
Yeah, totally.
Excellent choice. All right, Brendan, time for your next pick.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna pull out a little bit of a curveball here. I'm gonna go for Thomas Jefferson. And I'm going to go with Hugh Laurie.
Ooh,
oh,
House.
Yeah, that's actually good.
He does a good American accent. He's very funny, and he can be an asshole if he needs to be, so I'm going with him.
Excellent. Hugh Laurie as Thomas Jefferson. All right, Craig, time for your next pick.
I'm going with, as pasty as I can go, with Paul Bettany.
In the role of Thomas Jefferson?
Yes, of Thomas Jefferson. Look, there's not a lot of thinking going on here, so we're just going down the list. Let's not pretend that this is a big strategy meeting. This is just, let's go down the list, we'll get it done, we'll get out of here, have some drinks, and go home.
All right, Thomas Jefferson. And I also want to bring up that the better offer is still, anyway, all right. All right. The better offer is still out there, best strategy. Anyway, Craig, time for your next pick. Go.
Well, I'm going to go with John Adams. And I'm going to go with, this might be the most obscure name, though you'll probably hopefully know it, Michael Stuhlbarg.
Ooh, I've heard
Still
of
him. No idea.
Michael Stuhlbarg, he is, if you watched Doctor Strange, have you seen Doctor Strange? He's the little Weasley doctor that is stealing things out of the machine. So he's the other doctor. Yeah. I'm just trying to give you ideas where he might be.
Is he the guy? Okay. Is he the guy he, like, reluctantly helps?
He's the guy that wants to help, but because he's incompetent, Doctor Strange doesn't really let him do much.
Yeah, I know.
He's also been in a lot of other great stuff. He's a really good actor, but I'm just trying to give it a touchstone so people can understand who he is.
Excellent choice.
Marvel's the best way. See, and when he says excellent choice, you know it's not.
Excellent choice, Michael Stuhlbarg, I believe. Yes, good. I mean it every time, Craig.
Oh, yeah. The sincerity is just dripping. Not unlike the banana pudding.
Yeah. Or banana remnants.
See, now you took it one step. The Canadians, they just take it too far.
Vagina.
All right, Canadians, your turn.
Vagina. What? Oh, well, based on the painting I saw of John Adams' face.
That's how I did the rest of my cast. By the face.
That's literally how I did everyone. Based on the painting I saw of his face, I will go with Toby Jones.
That's
a good one. I like Toby.
Toby Jones is like, you see the first like Captain America?
From the 70s?
No.
The first good Captain America.
The first Chris Evans one.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the little scientist dude. He's like he works for like Hydra and shit. Not Hydra. Yeah,
he's
Hydra.
Hydra, but spoiler. Spoiler.
Oh, spoiler for the first Captain America movie. I think he played like Capote in the other Capote movie, and he's in like a lot of shit. Oh, he was in, I can't think of anything else. There's a lot though.
Excellent choice.
Again, Brent, you saw a picture, you'd know him.
Probably.
Steve, don't condescend me.
I would never do such a thing. Excellent choice, Brendan.
Mediocre boys.
Oh, thank you.
Mediocre pick.
Oh, that's
cool. See, so
the pick was meh. All right, Brent, time for your pick.
Your dick.
Yes, my dick. All right, Brent, your pick. Excellent pick.
Yeah, because he actually played John Adams. Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
On a series.
Yes.
He's like the most famous actor that's played John Adams.
You son of a bitch.
Great job. You and Hollywood both agree.
Oh, Brent.
I didn't just look that up on IMDb.
Yeah, no. I don't even know what IMDb
is. What's a Giamatti? Wait.
I don't know. What's a Giamatti with you?
Well, that plan back.
All right, Brent. Guess what? It's your pick again.
Oh, shit. Who's next?
Might I suggest Alexander Hamilton?
You have a $20 bill in your pocket, you might have reference.
Yeah, we're not. He doesn't.
I don't.
He's a podcaster.
Okay,
we'll
wait till you go to an ATM.
All right, I'll be right back in like 20 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
Chris Pine.
All right.
Ooh, sexy Hamilton.
There you go.
All right. Nice. It is Captain Kirk, yes.
Excellent choice.
Chris Pine is Alexander Hamilton.
I was waiting for him to say Lin-Manuel.
It might be on the board.
I was actually thinking about that, honestly.
Miranda, that's it. Yeah, I knew he was one of the Sex and the City girls.
Lin-Manuel Samantha.
It's more of a city.
Wow, you know more of them than I do.
I don't think Cynthia is the actual name. I think that's the name of the actress. So go ahead.
I have no idea. Brendan, time for your next pick.
Sure you don't. Okay, Alexander Hamilton. Now I am torn between two, so just give me a moment here. I am going... Well, since I've got so many people with accents already in the movie, I'm going to add to that list, and I'm going to pick Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ooh.
Yeah. I got nothing to say. I just think he'd be good. He also does a pretty good American accent, so there we go.
And the crowd goes mild.
No, the crowd goes excellent choice. Actually, in unison.
Well, he's good in any of these. It's Benjamin Cumberbone, whatever his name. He's good.
Excellent choice.
Steve, I'm waiting for
excellent
it.
Excellent choice. You got Smaug as Alexander Hamilton.
Smaug?
Yeah, wait, Smaug. What? Yeah, he's actually, it's Benedict Cumberbatch, but he's dressed as the CGI creature Smaug from The Hobbit.
So he's in a green tight suit with ping pong balls all over him.
Yep, and they don't film it like, they don't make him CGI, they just film him like that.
As is tradition.
Yeah. As is custom.
All right, Craig, time for your next pick.
I think I'll go with Alexander Hamilton.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go with Guy Pearce. And that's strictly by looking at the $20 bill. He's a scrawny, long, skinny-faced dude. That's all. And so the only long, skinny-faced dude I know that can act is Guy Pearce.
And he has a really bad memory.
Who does?
I forget.
Sorry. Huh? It was a memento joke.
All right, Guy Pearce, the star of Space Jail, is Alexander Hamilton.
I thought you were going to say Space Jam.
Stop getting to my wild card.
It's like I think that was Michael Jordan, but it's your show.
My mistake. All right, Craig, time for your next pick.
I'm going to go with James Madison, the least famous Madison next to Dolly. And
Billy.
Billy Madison, that's true, but Billy's not a real person. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to crush people's spirits and hopes. So I went with Joaquin Phoenix for James Madison. Just because I saw the Joker trailer right 10 minutes before we came on air.
Oh yeah.
In Joker makeup, right?
Either way. I mean, I couldn't tell he was wearing makeup in the trailer, so that was just Joaquin being Joaquin. That's what happens when he shaves that big ass beard that Saddam Hussein beard he had for a couple years.
All right. By the way, what was the name Joaquin went by when he was in Space Camp? Was it like Leaf? All right. I was trying to think of that the other day, and I was like, it's not River, it's something else.
Leaf.
Sirhan.
All right.
Boutros Phoenix.
All right, Lee Phoenix in the role of James. Joaquin Phoenix in the name, playing James Madison. Excellent choice, Brendan. Time for your next pick.
Nailed it. Yeah, James Madison. Gonna add another British actor to the mix.
Of course,
I'm gonna go with Terrence Stamp.
Ooh, Zod.
You are in it to win it, my friend.
Yeah. I'm going for the gold. Just wait. Gal Gadot is waiting.
She's going to be King
George. Ready to make an appearance. General, perhaps? There are two wild cards coming up.
All right. Terrence Stamp, role of James Madison. Excellent choice. All right. Brent, time for your next pick.
Thanks.
Okay. James Madison.
James Mason.
Right. Oh, don't tell me. James McAvoy.
They have to Weekend at Bernie's.
Is
that a pick, or are you just thinking?
No, I was saying, I'm going with McAvoy.
James McAvoy as James Madison.
I hope he also has
I was going to say, which one of these 18 personalities is he going to be?
The rapping kid.
There you go. You beat me to it.
I was going to do his horrible Mrs. Doubtfire character, who's the lead one.
Patricia.
Hello.
Just make it to B so he can climb on walls the whole time.
There you go. That's the most accurate representation of James
Madison. Mr. Madison, exactly. Please get down here. You need to sign this.
Okay, for some reason, when you said that, it reminded me of that fake movie that they watched. I think it was like in a Coen Brothers thing, and they're like, get down from that tree! You're so quirky!
I believe you mean Jack from Tropic Thunder.
No, it's not quite that. It's like, I think it's in like Burn After Reading or something. It's one of the Coen Brothers movies where they go see this movie and it's Burn After Reading. And they keep going to see the same movie and it's just like making fun of those like really dumb, like quirky indie movies. It's just, I don't know. It's just really funny.
We'll take your word for it.
Yeah, you can all go fuck yourself.
All right, I'll be right back.
No, thank you.
He has self-bananaed himself.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, the final picks and more banana porn!
Another one! Ah!
Did you ever go on vacation with your family and hope the dance instructor would fall in love with you?
No, but I did think a guy with a giant boombox playing Peter Gabriel outside my window in the middle of the night meant true and undying love.
Listen to our podcast, Happily Ever Aftermath, where we revisit these movies, and it turns out they weren't the best ideas.
What were you thinking?
You can find our podcast, Happily Ever Aftermath, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or your favorite podcatcher.
You can also tweet at us at HEAMCAST, Heamcast.
Hi, guys. We interrupt your favorite podcast to interrupt you with an ad for your new favorite podcast.
Wait. Isn't this playing on somebody else's show?
Exactly.
So then how are we? I thought we were their new favorite podcast.
Well, we're going to become their new favorite podcast after they hear this advertisement for our show. What's our show called, Justine?
Superiority Complex.
Yeah. Where can they find us, Patrick?
Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. You can go to @SoupComplex on Twitter, S-O-U-P Complex. And you can go to Facebook.com/SoupComplex. But our main page is on Podbean. And you can find us there at www.SuperiorityComplex.podbean.com. New episodes are out every Thursday. Justine.
Yes.
What do we talk about on the Superiority Complex?
Nerdy stuff.
Perfect.
Don't get all sensual with your voice.
Yeah, did you hear that?
I heard it. It's a little inappropriate.
If you want to hear a little more of that, tune in to the Superiority Complex. One more time, Justine, what do we talk about?
Nerdy stuff.
Nah, wasn't the same. You tried.
And we're back. All right, Brent, time for your next pick.
Oh, shit. Can I ask someone who's next on the
perhaps list? King George?
Oh, fuck.
Okay, now, is this George the Third?
Yes.
Like, the one...
Yes, the Madness of King George for Screening Country.
That
probably
one.
Got plugged, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Okay, shut up, Steve.
Yeah, King George Foreman.
King George.
Yes.
Oh, George sent me.
Well, which George Foreman? Is it the dad or one of the 13 kids named George Foreman?
Idris Elba.
They all play the role.
They just randomly pick one.
It's like that.
Different one each shot.
It's like that. It's like that Bob Dylan movie where all those different actors and actresses played him.
They're all George Foreman's kids. Yes, and Georgina Foreman.
Find the worst actor of the bunch and focus on them more.
Exactly. George Clinton.
George Clinton.
The Funkadelic is the royal court.
What did you say?
These goddamn Americans ain't acting right. Put the funk on.
Who did you say, Brent?
I said George Clinton B.
Oh, George. Wait, the singer?
Yeah, the Funkadelics in the World Court.
I thought at first
he was dancing in Good Burger. Remember that beat?
I thought at first you said George Clooney.
Nah, that's too. Nah, I need George Clooney. I need some funk.
I think I have an idea who the red coat general is going to be. You know it, baby.
The Parliament Funkadelic.
Boost it, baby.
All right.
It's Rick James, bitch.
All right, King George Clinton. There we go.
Day.
All right, Brendan, time for your
the
next
third.
Pick.
I will go. I should have had some foresight here and cast an American in this role, since all the rest were basically British except for Michael Douglas. But I have chosen another British person because it makes the most sense.
Being a German person.
Christoph
Uwe Boll.
Double.
No. I am going with Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Ooh.
Yeah. He eats people. Case closed.
Wait, King George or Anthony
George
Hopkins?
George III was insane.
I'm confused.
Yeah, both.
Both.
You never saw Madness of King George, have you? At the end, he just eats like his whole family. Spoiler alert.
Eats all the bananas.
Well, he shoves bananas in them first, then eats them.
And then eats them, that's right. They gotta push them back.
This is what we call banana bread.
I just spit out my beer, you asshole.
All right. Excellent choice, Brendan.
Oh, fuck,
Brendan. Craig, time for your next pick.
I'm going with King George as well, and that is going to be Tom Wilkerson, who's Ooh. Fantastic. And he's British, and he's angry. He plays a lot of angry people. He's really good. And he actually has a good American accent.
That's the dude, he's in, like, the first Batman.
Yeah, he's the
too,
Italian.
He?
Was he Falcone?
Yeah, Falcone, yeah.
Falcone, yeah.
Excellent. Tom Wilkerson. It's King George.
That's weird. That's the only thing you remember him from, but that's okay. Yeah.
No, I've seen him in other things. I'm trying to do the thing you did, relate him to the people.
Peeps. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in the full Monty. Yeah. There you go.
I'm going to choose the Somali pirate from Captain Phillips. I'm the king now.
What?
He's got British teeth, that's why.
Look at me! Look at me! Jesus. My castle is flooding. No, it's not. You're insane. Look at me.
All right, Craig, time for your next pick.
Well, I'm going to go with the Redcoat General, and that, of course, is the best pick I have on this whole thing, and that's Mark Strong as the Redcoat General.
Ooh.
Oh, shit, from Kingsman.
He's in the Shazam movie as the bad guy.
Oh, spoiler.
Wait, spoiler alert, Mark Strong's a bad guy?
Never.
He's a good guy in Kingsman.
Is he? I was honestly waiting for that to be the turn of the entire movie.
He definitely is.
And the sequel.
Well, it wasn't, so...
Excellent choice.
Steve.
Mark Strong is Redcoat General. All right. Brendan, time for your next pick.
Okay, well, I am going to go with an American as a Redcoat General. And it's because he had the greatest accent of all time in a little movie called The Lone Ranger. And that is Mr. Barry Pepper.
The star of Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth? Yeah, because he was the reason that movie was horrible. Yep. Definitely. It was all him, not John Travolta,
or the directing,
cinematography,
or the special effects, or the grips. It was the grips that fucked that up.
He was the best boy. Fuck that kid.
Best boy, more like worst boy.
Whoa, let's not, guys. Be careful. That can be taken out of context.
All right, excellent choice of Barry Pepper as the Redcoat General.
Barry Pepper.
When did you do? Taron Killiam from Saturday Night Live? He does that character when he.
Oh, that old-timey critic. Yeah, I love that.
I didn't know you got that up there in Canada. I thought you had to defrost the antenna.
Oh, let me get... What's that?
Defrost the antenna to get Saturday Night Live.
No, I'm not Steve.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, shit, son.
Steve, was that
an excellent choice?
That was
an excellent choice as I gaze upon a 62-degree evening here in San Francisco.
Oh, really? It's about that here, so shut your damn mouth.
That's a 62 degrees Fahrenheit. The proper measurement.
Because 62 degrees Celsius is like boiling, isn't it?
Like, oh, shit!
Old ladies are dying in the heat at 62 in Canada.
I believe that is referred to as hot shit.
Hot shit.
Guys, if we could stay on
excellent
topic,
choice,
Barry
Pepper. All right, Brent, time for your pick.
Barry Pepper.
Oh,
Redcoat General.
Redcoat General.
Travolta.
Oh my God, it's like I gotta follow the king. It's like, oh my God.
Oh my God, it's Americans. I-O-A.
British accent. Oh.
My movie's getting the highest budget.
Travolta, Mr. Travolta, we'd like to cast you. Oh, I'm getting it. You're the Redcoat General.
No, he's playing okay, how he played in Gotti.
That'll be $12 million.
Oh, go Gotti.
$12 million to look at the script.
Gotti? Gotti, the are you referring to the most well-reviewed movie of the year?
The best movie that came out that year, yeah, you know.
Yep. There was Oscar talk, as in John Travolta said, I'm going to watch the Oscars this year.
I'm going to put my raspberry right next to my Oscar.
Oh, darn, I'm missing one.
All right, excellent choice.
Should have won for Pulp Fiction. Hashtag crime. It's true. Don't deny it.
All right, Brent, time for your next pick, and there's just the two wild card picks left.
Oh, shit.
In the role of Godzilla.
I don't...
You can literally do anything with this wild card.
DMX.
Yes!
That's a bold initiative. Good for you.
Well, now it's a DMX movie. Now it doesn't matter what role he has. Is this like a Django type movie, Brent? Hey, where they just kill everyone?
Brent, congratulations on securing my pick.
Hey, you're the host, you fucking
Nicolas Cage and DMX together at last? Let's make it happen, Hollywood.
Finally.
The people demanded it. We are giving it to you.
Excellent choice. All right, Brandon, time for your first wild card pick.
All right. Well, this is going to... Now, this doesn't have to be like someone as someone. It could be anything, really, right? Like just something, some aspect about the movie, right? Okay. Well, since Steven Spielberg is the director, my first wild card thing is that in light of recent back and forth news items, I'm going to make this a Netflix original.
Oh, fuck. Well, there goes your Oscar.
No, man.
And Spielberg didn't find out until he started shooting the movie.
What a twist.
You just got punked, and then Ashton Kutcher takes over the role of George Washington. That's all one wild card. That's fine, right?
Let's put Netflix original. It'll be basically implied that Ashton Kutcher took over.
It'll be implied, Exactly.
Alright, excellent choice.
Directed by Yahoo Serious.
Alright, Craig, time for your next pick.
Oh, I'm excited because I have two wild cards back-to-back.
Yeah.
So, I'm going with Gary Oldman as Benedict Arnold.
Ooh.
Because he's got a face you can't trust. And every time I see Gary Oldman on screen, some shit is going to go sideways.
Like having doll legs?
Yeah. Or having a plastic hubcap on his face. Or he's
gonna... Hey, everybody! Somebody's head off.
Or he's going to have the Swedish Chef mustache during Batman. I mean, he's got everything.
Oh, shit.
Jim Henson's Founding Fathers.
Founding Fathers babies.
They'd be bounding babies. All right.
I'm sorry, Craig, was that your second wild card? That it's a
no,
Muppet?
It's not.
Oh, okay.
That was
it should be.
My second wild card is Bill Murray as Sam Adams, and he has to have a beer in every scene.
Of course.
Nice.
Which would make him the brother of Michael Stuhlbarg. So that's not good. They don't look anything alike. Yeah. I should have. I should have Bill and Joel Murray as the Adams brothers, but no.
Oh, you could have Brian Doyle. Yeah.
Or he would have made a good Ben Franklin.
Or they could just be brothers from another mother. Yeah. It happens all the time.
And so I want to wrap that up, putting a little bow on my white privilege of nothing but white old dudes in this movie, with the exception of the porcelain white Kate Winslet.
I'm glad you caught it, because I was about to point that out too. Like, I knew it back in Titanic. I knew it.
I remember I forgot Leslie, what's her name, from Saturday Live on my last episode. Yeah. I go, well, I don't have anybody of color. Oh, wait a minute, you have Leslie. Oh, she's not color, she's all sex. Well, no, this one.
Yes, just dripping. Dripping with sexual charisma. Yeah.
Wait, is Catherine Zeta-Jones is the closest thing I have to not a white person?
Yeah, she's pure English. That's the thing. She's Welsh. So.
All right. Well, Brendan, time for your last wild card.
All right. Are you ready? Are you guys ready for this? So this is my second wild card. To tie into the fact that it's a Netflix original, it's also going to be in the style of Bandersnatch. It's going to be Choose Your Own Adventure.
Oh, I thought you had Bandersnatch as the King George.
Nope. It's going to be a Choose Your Own Adventure Founding Fathers movie. And it's 100% historically accurate, just like The Human Centipede was 100% medically accurate.
Thank you
very much. 10 All plus.
Right. I had a All question day. About The Human Centipede, though.
Oh, well, do ask.
Ask, have so you seen it?
If the
they
first
poop
person
into eats their mouths.
No, I know what it's about. If the first person eats corn on the cob, what comes out of the fifth person? What was it, three?
Well, the first one, it's three.
But then
the second one, it's like, what, 100?
Like 20 or something.
So what comes out on the end? Anything?
Berry pepper.
Bananas come out.
Banana pudding. Banana.
Well, I don't know, because, like, if you eat someone's corn, if you eat someone's corn poop and poop that out, is it still corn?
Does it turn it back to corn on the cob? No.
I think it turns to moonshine at the very end. You just go through the still.
Just get drunk.
I say there's only one way to find out.
Man, I really wish we could make out this hallway, but Larry in the back there is real fucking drag.
He's like drunk all the time.
Anyway, who wants corn?
I do.
First off, it wouldn't be like that. It'd be like, who wants corn?
No one? I'm going to have to eat this all by myself?
That Sloppy Joe's looks delicious.
Excellent choice. Choose your own adventure. All right.
Yeah, choose your own adventure and a Netflix original. Boom.
Oh, shit. All right, Brent, time for the last pick. Thank God.
We'll finish it strong here.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, dang.
Nice.
I almost had Ryan Coogler directing this thing, but.
Oh, shit.
But then I thought, no, I need someone who's horribly white and privileged. So Adam McKay, come on down.
Ryan Coogler's like, you want me to direct what now?
Fuck that.
Michael B. Jordan as George Washington.
I'd watch it.
Lupita Nyong'o as Martha.
There you go.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the picks have been made. The cast have been set. And now our contestants get 30 seconds to pitch you on their visions. Jesus. Brent, you have 30 seconds, sir.
Hey, guys, do you want to see Nat Turner murder all the founding fathers to Wu-Tang music? You should watch my motherfucking movie. Thank you. Good night.
And the great part about that sounds like Quentin Tarantino said that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Brendan, time for your pitch.
Yeah. Well, guys, here's the thing. Maybe you don't want George Washington to win the first election. It was an election, don't worry about it. Well, you could choose a different adventure. Maybe you could have Martha Washington hook up with Alexander Hamilton. Maybe James Madison murders King George III while Redcoat General watches and jerks off. You could do all that, because it's a Netflix original where you could choose your own adventure, just like Bandersnatch. Spielberg out.
Wow, that was an amazing Steven Spielberg impression.
I'm Steven Spielberg, and this has been The List. Wait, no, we're not making that joke. No, moving on. Just realized you can't associate him with the word list.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
About to get Canada bombed, B.
E.T.
All right, Craig, time for your pitch.
Fox News Original Motion Pictures presents the all-white cast of a movie we've all been begging for, of how this great, great nation became what it truly was. That's all. It starts off good. Once they heard that, produced all the Fox News viewers watched it. That's all.
There you go.
Produced by Sean Hannity.
Trump presents. No, but Fox News Original Motion Picture, that's going to take them flocking. That's what. Because as I look back on this, I'm realizing, yes, this is just too fucking white. Stanley Tucci is the person of color in here.
Should have threw that DMX in there, right?
It doesn't really get blacker than that.
I know, right? Shit, and George
what?
Funky?
Yeah. What? The RZA.
Oh, I just realized I fucked up and forgot.
Rob Van Dam?
Rob Van Dam.
He was a Captain America in that 1990s redo of Avengers that they've been running around. I'm like, what? Where Denzel was Black Panther? Tom Cruise was Iron Man.
Oh, that like fake trailer thing.
All right. Well, you've heard them gloat. Now get out and vote. Follow all these wonderful podcasts at #Castaways and follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, including us at EILF Movies. That's Everything I Learned from Movies. Brent, where can they find your podcast?
Hey, you can find the podcast on all the various podcasting apps. And you can find us on Twitter at HVHP, lowercase oddcast. Type in Home Video Hustle, you'll find us someday.
All right. Brendan, where can we find your podcast?
Well, I have two podcasts. They're very different. One is called What Were They Thinking, which you can find on all the podcatchers. We're at WWTT Podcast on Twitter. We talk about terrible to questionable movies. And the other one is For Screen and Country, where we talk about the 100 greatest British films of all time, according to the British Film Institute. It's also on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and you can find it on Twitter at BFI_pod.
Excellent. Greg, where can we find Matinee Heroes?
Well, Matinee Heroes is Matinee Heroes on all social media, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts, except Podcoin. And so please, download, listen, we've got great guests, we do great movies, we always have themes. I think Steve and Izzy have been on more than once.
Indeed, and we'll, by the time this airs, we'll probably be on a couple more.
Yeah.
And you may be wondering, what do they win, Steve? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because,
is he?
Because once the votes are tallied and the victor is decided, they will win a brand new carbon-based art print of their choosing by the mystical and alluring collection of Untidy Venus, available at untidyvenus.etsy.com. So on behalf of Brent, Brendan, Craig, the lovely Izzy, our incredible studio audience, the entire Castaways Network, and all of our fans across the globe, I'm Steve America. Join us next time for Cast Away! Have a good night, everybody.
Wave. Waving. Everyone's waving.